at the town hall. Who's going to be the overall master or spokesperson at the meeting? And
I don't like to use the word master.
Huh?
No.
Not master, but, you know, who's going to be the overall commentator? Who's going to be handling the entire session? And who, and when these controversial issues come up, as we can see where they probably will, how are you going to address those?
Well, we are going to start off with trying to get people to be as positive as possible, but we also will be trying to answer questions that we can. Most of them we cannot. But also it's not to be where individuals who are giving their reports to get beat a public beating or anything like that either. So I mean, last time it was we did stress being positive, and we got through that. Our host, we talked to it. He didn't confirm with me, so I don't want to put him out right now, but he is on this call if he wants to speak up. But we had talked about that, so thank you for mentioning that.
Let us confirm.
Ambrose Lane will be our, yes, will be our host. Yes.
Okay. Because we did hear where Jerry said the town hall should be about community issues, but I'm not sure I heard you mention where there were any community issues on the agenda. There's a lot in terms of management support, youth engagement. I guess that could be considered.
Yeah, we have a survey. It's in the format of surveys this time. We have questions for the youth to see how we can address that. Katia is going to address it, you know, her reports address that, and also for the mass to see what the community looks for. And then it's a community remark section.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess my idea of community issues were more like political issues that might be of concern to the community. But that doesn't seem like that was part of what you all were thinking, the committee that put this together. But
we do want to know whatever the community thinks that is important, and then to see if the management can deal with it. But we're not going to say to them, we're trying to hear from the community.
Mm-hmm.
Day one.
Yeah, of course.
Now, so it wouldn't be prohibited if they brought up political concerns or whatever.
And there is going to be an opportunity for fundraising at this town hall, correct?
That's what I heard tonight, yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Violetta.
Thank you.
Irene?
Violetta, will there be a Zoom link to this as well?
Yes, I believe it's been established. I did talk to someone from the staff who said that they would get it done. I didn't have a chance to look and see if it's posted yet.
Yeah, just a heads up, that rock and roll race is going on, and it may be kind of difficult to get to you guys physically because streets will be closed off, but it would be nice to push that Zoom link as much as possible at this point,
okay,
as well.
If that's, and that's the kind of thing that if confirmed, would be good to mention on Ron's show on Friday.
Okay.
Okay, Minerva.
All right. Thank you. And two things. The first one being last year when we used this church for our town hall, we did leave with the church a love offering. So I don't know if there needs to be a motion or what needs to be done, but I do not think it would be right for us to go in and use their space. And they didn't ask for any dollar amount, but we did leave them with something. And I think that the outreach committee and the board should think about that this evening. The second part is, Violetta, and maybe I missed it, but the statement was that there would be some type fundraising
Yeah, Jerry did that in his report. So, from what I gather, there would be fundraising, and it was something about a QR code or something like that. We found out this evening, which is great, but I don't know the details is what I'm telling you.
By letter on the magnets that I've donated, they yes. have a QR code for membership on them.
Okay.
Hopefully that's what Jerry's talking about.
Jerry, are you here? Okay. Well, we all heard it if we were on, so that's as much as I know, and I'm sure we'll get that coordinated and, you know.
Hopefully it'll be. I was just double okay. muted. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. There were questions about the fundraising portion at the town hall.
I see that I kind of view town hall meetings a little differently than how they have been viewed traditionally at WPFW. In my prior experience, town hall meetings were called when there were community emergencies that had to be addressed, and they weren't ever about the broadcast entity itself. It was about community emergency.
Well, actually, our bylaw called for us to do it twice a year.
Right, that's what I was okay. going under.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
It's part of the board.
I see.
It's part of
okay,
the board.
Okay, so, and that was why I was kind of against the idea of it being WPFW-centric, if you will, but if it works both ways, then we should cover WPFW issues also. Right now, our community is in kind of a crisis, particularly the youth. And that I thought was the motivator besides our requirement, for calling this particular town hall meeting.
Yes.
So, the fundraising to me is also minimal. There is an opportunity instead of us taking the big WPFW banner, we will take the small WPFW banner, which has a QR code built into it. So anybody with a camera can point the camera at that banner and make a donation. But again, in my view, town hall meetings are about addressing community emergencies.
Yeah,
I apologize if I was incorrect with my view.
Yeah. And, in my view, I think, we need to, we can't bypass any opportunities. But I also think we need to soft pedal. We can't be pushing hard. This is not a fundraising event. We can have an opportunity for someone to donate if they'd like to, but we need to talk to people without our hand out every once in a while. So I think this would be a good opportunity.
Agreed.
Yeah. Vanessa?
Violet, I just want to reiterate the, the appreciation for such good work. I'm glad that Irene mentioned about the event and streets are going to be closed. That's important to know. But what I wanted to find out last year, there were like extreme problems with the Zoom connection. It was extraordinarily difficult to hear. It was difficult to be heard. So especially since it's at the same place, to your knowledge, have those Zoom connection issues been worked out as far as you know?
As far as I know, we got a verbal commitment, and I believe that Jerry has or is going to make sure that at least the sound part is okay.
Yes,
that was,
we did a site survey. Let's see, I guess that was Tuesday, and we made some determinations as to what kind of town hall meeting it's going to be, and it's simplified a little bit for me, but we'll have to go back over there again and do another survey and do a signal test to make sure we don't have the same problems that we had before. So we're working on it. That's the short story. We are working on cleaning up the issues that we had last time.
Thank you.
And to my knowledge, the church said that their Wi-Fi issue had been addressed.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. That's good to know. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that report, Violetta. Verna, one more.
One quick question I gotta ask. The food, is that being donated by the church or provided by the church, or is it being donated? Will we have to pay for it? Are we talking real food or just refreshments?
We would like donations. Miss Turner always gets that together for us. And I think she does it out of her own, you know, the goodness of her heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, Vanessa.
Dennis, just one more question. If it seems more prudent to participate by Zoom, given the possible traffic problem, is there a way to donate to the church? And I appreciate Minerva raising that issue. Since we, you know, for those who can't physically be there.
Okay. Violetta, can I speak?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And what we can do is we can reach out to the church to, ask them, you know, if there are individuals who would just rather donate, to them, we can get their mailing address and we can also see if they have, since we had COVID, I'm sure a lot of people weren't able to attend their church. So they may have a way where you can, use their, process, whatever it is, to send some type of love offering to the church from, WPFW or as a member of the LSB board.
Okay,
or anyone that would like to help with this. Okay.
Okay.
But we'll get that and I'll get it to Violetta so we can get it back out to everyone.
Okay. Irene, you can have the last word and then transition into the development committee.
I'm sorry, but well, Vanessa actually covered that. How can we get a donation to both the cause for Miss Gloria and also for the church love offering. And so, I think I got distracted, so I didn't hear the answer. I'm so sorry. So what was the answer to that?
Minerva's going to get the information on making donations directly to the church.
Okay. Okay. So that's a good thing. Okay. So the development committee met and, We're always looking for members. We love ideas. We love fundraising ideas. This one was pretty, very, very interesting. We had Sataria there, but we did not, I don't believe we reached quota, but, I'm not sure who's still on the committee and who's not. I never got a list of anyone who was interested in doing the development committee actually. So, if Minerva and I were there, there are at least three LSB members that are on this committee, and that's Arthur Highland, Minerva, and myself. Minerva and I were both there. So I guess that might have been quorum, but I'm not sure. But I would like a list of it. If there were anyone, if anyone expressed interest in being on the development committee, I would like to get their information so that we can reach out to them and invite them to the meetings. The development committee meets on the last Thursday of the month and at 7 p.m. and they are, and the meetings are posted on the website. We talked about a myriad of things and one of the things was the need for the station to have money for some marketing material, not the stuff that for giveaways for fund drives, but the marketing stuff, the stuff that we need to take to the town halls and anywhere where we're visible. We had some wonderful people who donated stuff for the Jazz Fest. Bill Curtis, thank you, thank you, thank you for the pens. There was a few things given by the station, refrigerator magnets, and we had two types of refrigerator magnets. Minerva and Miss Gloria also were instrumental in giving some donations for some marketing material as well. But the fact of the matter is the station doesn't have a whole lot of money right now. And, there is a need for marketing material so that we are visible. The outreach committee has events holds events throughout the year, including this next town hall. There are some things that were left over from the Jazz Fest that we are moving over to the town hall, so that we can have some giveaways for those who appear there in person, including some of the pins, which people can fill out their surveys. But it was a very interesting meeting. We talked about the needs of the station for the marketing materials. And I was going to put a motion on the floor for a request for donations for marketing materials, but because of the request of the development director for the fund drive, I did not want to come with that, with the motion asking for more money. But however, understand that there is a need for marketing material. It's not free. Miss Gloria gives a whole lot, she doesn't complain, but she does do a whole lot in giving and asking nothing in return. So with that said, things need to be given to support her. And that's what the development committee does. The development committee supports LSB functions, LSB committee functions. So the outreach committee, who does things out in the public, we give marketing materials for those things, whether they are fundraising event or not. We also support the programming committee, who may or may not have some things out there in the public that need to be supported to make us more visible. So if you so feel need, please donate to either the outreach committee, the programming committee, and or the development committee so that we can get marketing material. And that's it.
Thank you. Come on.
All right. Thank you for that report, Irene. Actually, your plea and request for contributions kind of dovetails right into a motion put forward by the Finance Committee 2 months ago, where it was suggested that the chairs of each of these committees, development and programming, put together an annual budget and understand the actual needs of each committee so they could be incorporated into the larger financial picture of the organization. If we begin to factor these things in and budget them properly, we could see a larger picture and what we actually have to do overall to sustain the station going forward. So I would just suggest that the chairs of the committee, if you have the time, come on over and join the Finance Committee, and we can get to work on building a good financial stewardship for the organization. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kamal. I appreciate that. We did, and one of the things that I did not mention that we did discuss, certain a wish list that affordable wish list, and in our next meeting we're coming back to this meeting with, we assign certain people. Well, Minerva Sataria and I said we would look into the prices and stuff of certain things, and that we would come back to the next meeting with those prices. So I think I can do that. I believe I can do that. So it'll be so.
You just cut out.
That was all I needed to say. Look forward to seeing seeing that budget soon. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Thank you. Tony, did you have your hand up?
I did, but I think it might have been addressed. I was gonna just recommend that Irene or her committee provide a list of items, with cost, to the LSB, so we can see how much, is needed and we can vote on.
Okay. Anything else related to the development committee? Okay. Next on the agenda is the PNB report. At the end of this report, then I'm going to ask for the I know the finance committee has a motion related to the PNB directors that they want to add on the end of that. At the end of this report. Mr. Tatum, are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right. Can you host for the next 3 minutes and I will be right back?
Not a problem.
Minerva? Or whoever's going to start with the PNB report, please proceed.
Is Wayne here? Is Wayne here?
All right, the PNB report, and this is, I'm sorry, are there other people speaking?
Proceed.
Okay. The PNB report, or director's report that I compiled, and it will go out to the other directors. And this does not preclude other members of the other directors from sharing whatever it is they have to share. But I'm doing this because we previously did not get this information. We were always told everything was executive session. But the first one is the Pacific National Board. We met on February the 15th, and it was by Zoom, 8:30 p.m. And all of the members of the PNB were present except one director who had asked to be excused. The also in attendance was Stephanie Wells, the ED, the general counsel. We had Julie Hewitt, who is our recording secretary, non-voting, and Kim Kaufman, also another secretary. Well, Julia is the secretary for the PNB, and Kim is the recording secretary. We did a closed session, and in the closed session, the executive director brought forward a letter from the FCC requesting information regarding, it was a letter of inquiry, and it was decided in the meeting that the ED and the FCC attorney would meet with the FCC and address the information in the letter, and a report would be brought back to the committee. Now, there was also another meeting of the PNB, which was on, I should have started with this one first, but it was February the 1st. And in that meeting, we did have a closed session, and there was confidential information that was brought forward regarding personnel and constructive communications with one of our leaders, our lenders. And this is in reference to some funding that it seems that it was in the it was considered, we were considered being in default, but again, the executive director and the attorney, Mr. Swartz, were working to see if there could not be some arrangement worked out. Now, the executive director provided a written report where she announced that she had posted the job for the national election supervisor, and hopefully at our next meeting in March, the announcement will be made. She stated she had five individuals, but she had not made a choice yet. And she also mentioned that she'll be putting together different what are called work groups from the staff, the board members, and others, looking for people that have skills for like underwriting, looking at the program chair grid, and just different information on how Pacifica, with all the stations, can begin to move forward and reach out to increase our audience and to get the community engaged with Pacifica and the different stations again. So we'll be waiting to hear more information regarding that project in our next upcoming meeting. Committees that were established, we mentioned the audit committee has been established, and we have the makeup of the this board is a director and two delegates from each LSB. So for the audit committee, and this came out in our last meeting, we do have Karen Briggs and Wanda Nye that will be working with Irene Adams, who is on that committee. Then for the governance committee, I'm on that committee, and we have Verna Avery Brown and Violetta Diamond, who will be working with me on the committee. We are looking at the National Finance Committee and working with that committee along with the treasurers, Kamal is there, to see if we can get a better understanding of the proposed budgets that are being presented and making them more what we call realistic, where we can all be able to understand the revenue that's coming in to the stations and the expenses, as well as the same for the central services and other parts of Pacifica, where we have previously not been able to really get a handle on the finances. But working with the executive director, she is putting together a group of individuals where she's asking again for people that have experience in the different areas to work with the PMB and having support from the stations where we can move everything forward. And just as discussed tonight, everyone is very concerned about the previous drop in membership, but everyone's excited that moving forward, we will begin to encourage individuals to become excited about the Pacifica stations, each one having their own unique programs and possibly in some areas having a program that would be shared across all of the stations. I think the one that they looked at was dealing with the public affairs and news. So that is what's taking place. And what's going on right now is we have an election that we have moved to do a personnel committee. And it was recommended in 2023. So now we're moving on that. And at this point in time, there are ballots out for the directors to elect individuals that will be part of that committee. And we are hoping as we move forward that we can see the changes and continue the changes within the national board, and also being able to bring back to our local boards things that are taking place or questions that may come up, as was mentioned, individuals wanting to be part, who are not part of a station, wanting to take part in meetings that, you know, what is the actual, there is a process, but we're asking that be reviewed, some of us are, to make sure that it falls in line with what the stations are needing and in terms of support. So that is the information that I have to share from the PMB. Any questions, or does someone have some questions, or I'm going to stop now. Is there any questions?
Yes.
Dennis is back. Dennis is back. So he will
say, the other.
Can we hear from the other delegates first?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I already called on Kamau, so let him say what he has to say about what Minerva just said.
Yeah, just a quick question. So
Minerva, thank you for the report. So the PMB, I believe, also received a report from the executive director, with regards to the, sale of the Los Angeles building, KPFK. And, our chief engineer, Mo Thomas, has been integral in assisting, with that particular, build out and, the move forward to a new space. But there, I think there was some images shared, of the new site. Would you be able to submit that or those images as part of your report? Because I think it'd be really helpful, for our, LSB to understand and see the possibilities and just how a, you can kind of come together and produce a very well, visually and, technically astute studio. Would that be something that you'd be able to share as well with your
yes, director's report? Yes, Kamal, I think that I already saw that the ED did send that information to the LSB, but I do have it and will share it as well. So, and you're correct, that is what was presented at our last meeting. And it looks like they are moving forward with, I think they gave a March date that they're hoping to close to complete the, sale and having different funds allocated that will help the, different stations as well as, putting things in place for the move, a temporary move while there's some work being done and then being able to bring the individuals back to the location. With one exciting project, which is they're in an area in California where there are a lot of musicians and they have agreed to do a fundraiser for Pacifica for all of the stations to help with the archives and other areas. And they're committing to do similar drives in the future.
Thank you.
Okay. Ellen, please make a note that, Mr. Byfield has joined the meeting. And, so who are the other, directors who would like to speak?
Ron, I'll defer to you if you want to go first.
Just a reminder, when discussing closed session, activities, we can only report out what was voted on by the PNB.
Exactly.
We cannot extrapolate, exaggerate, or incorporate anything else. And I just want to let our board members know that. So if the, you know, if the PNB, if a closed session PNB, session is rather truncated, it's for that reason. Just so, you guys would know. And, that's it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Irene?
Vanessa was.
I heard my name, but got cut
Vanessa was before me.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa.
Okay. Thank you, Irene. So I wanted to thank Minerva for a very thorough report. I wanted to thank Ron for the cautionary note that the information from executive sessions has to be reported out exactly to the word, as it was voted on by the PMB. With no further information added. And I also want to add that Minerva said at the beginning that prior PMB reports, there was no information given because it was all deemed to be executive session. There were indeed a lot of executive sessions. However, Julie, who was on this LSB and who was the PMB chair for the last 2 years, always gave pretty detailed information as much as she could. And I generally reported on any committees on which I served. So while Minerva's thorough report is appreciated, just want to point out that prior year's reports were not brushed off as everything happened in executive session. Detailed information was given to the extent that it was possible.
Okay. Irene?
As a member of the audit committee, I'd like to report that the audit committee, the audit process for the entire, on the national level has been, tabled for the moment because of, there were a couple of stations who had not voted for their delegates, to national committees at their March meeting. So they're voting this week. Well, they voted last week. So the audit committee would seat itself after we get all of the delegates in for that. So there's no report. There's really no report from the audit committee on a national level, except to the fact that we have not been totally seated. That is the one committee I believe that I'm seated on currently. And that's my report for that audit committee.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any comment? Yes. Go ahead.
I got a note in the chat, and for that individual, the PMB is at this time trying to get all of the rules in place, and I will bring to them your request regarding the promise that was made last year that there would be something, the PMB would take up the matter. So I'll bring it to them, but right now we're in the process of trying to get all of the committees put in place. Okay.
Okay. Okay, come on.
Irene, I'm so happy to hear you're on the audit committee. Couple of questions. Has there been a firm selected yet to conduct the audit? And number two, has there been an estimated cost to complete the audit?
Negative to both. We have not met or convened because two of the LSBs have not yet voted on their delegates. They should have voted on their delegates last week, the 7th of March, by the 7th of March. And we're looking to convene now at this point.
Okie dokie.
Okay, do you want to present your motion now? Come on.
Absolutely. Let me pull it up. this motion was passed in committee on Monday night at the Finance Committee. And the motion is to request PMB directors inspection of corporate records of WPFW. And the motion reads, whereas the WPFW Finance Committee has the responsibility of oversight in the of the financial activity of the local station, whereas the proper oversight of the financial activity of the station requires the presentation of accurate and complete reporting from station management, whereas the request from the WPFW Finance Committee to view the source documents supporting various accounts of concern have yet to be presented. Therefore, we, the members of the WPFW Finance Committee, request the assistance of our PMB directors under their powers expressed in Article 12, Section 3, of the Pacifica bylaws to inspect and copy the records supporting the management provided list of bank transactions for the 12 months ending 9/30/23 and the 5 months ending 2/29/24. That is our motion. I could reread it. I kind of fumbled it a little bit there if you need me to.
Okay. Any discussion?
just one thing.
Yep.
The rights of inspection are guaranteed by the Pacifica bylaws. And,
you say they are?
They are.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely. And so the motion is in order, because all it's doing is asking us as PNB reps to invoke, that privilege. That's the way I understand it and support the motion. Thank you.
Okay. I have Vanessa and then Ambrose and then Irene.
Thank you, Chair. As a PNB director, one of the four, I am pleased, that the treasurer has made this request. I know, or at least it's my understanding that there has been great difficulty getting in, needed financial information, and I am in complete support of the motion.
Thank you. Irene, and then Wayne.
I'm just flabbergasted. Go ahead, Ambrose.
Just wanted to know whether or not there is any room for an amendment to the motion, only because while the motion does request that an inspection take place, it does not request a report out of the results of the inspection. So they can inspect all they want. They don't necessarily have to tell you the results of their inspection.
Okay. That seems to be in the spirit of the motion. When we call the question, we can add that. Okay, Irene.
Just in awe of this motion, because we spent the last year with the chair of the PNB sitting right here on this board, and folks with more experience than Minerva and I as PNB directors, have been sitting on that as PNB directors for years, and this motion was never made. Why now the epiphany? Why now? I'm not against your motion or for your motion. I just question the timing of your motion. And you sat on, and the person that presented the motion also sat on the finance committee on the PNB. So I'm trying to figure why now? Why wasn't this motion made last year this time?
Would you like to answer that, Kamau?
Oh, it takes time to read through all the bylaws. Found it.
Good excuse, but we should all be versed in the bylaws.
Did you know about this particular power of yours? Did you know about it?
Yeah, I did when I signed on as a PNB director, and of course when Serene also
Why didn't you make the motion? I mean, come on now. What do you mean?
We don't need to get into motion.
Why didn't you? Stop.
We are discussing the merits of the motion. Period. Wayne, and then Ryan.
Okay. I just want to just thank Ambrose for kind of stealing my thunder, but I was going to ask that could the PNB report it out once they see it, right? Is it able, and that's for a PNB director to answer. I was only on the PNB for a few weeks, but I know there's certain things you cannot discuss. So if they see it, can they report out on it or what they know?
Yes, because it has been determined that they have the right to inspect and copy.
and copy and report back, right? So yes, they can report on it. So the second thing in that is, I just want to say to Kamau, I think we've been looking at your emails requesting, you sent out those emails for the past year requesting, from the finance committee, he has been requesting, documentation from the general manager. And I see him every month that he's requesting it. And I don't question when you do anything. I'm thankful you're doing it now. So I'm just thankful that we get finally getting it done. Thank you.
Okay. Ron?
Yeah. What Wayne just said is actually quite, quite true. And that's the reason why the motion had to be, created, because we weren't getting, that information, you know, from the sources that we're supposed to be getting that information from. So if, you know, if the persons and people involved in, you know, in reporting this information to the PNB is not doing that, if they're not providing the information, then, you know, and once again, the trail is there. The email trail is there in terms of those requests. And if you listen to those finance committee meetings, you know, Kamau's been quite clear that, you know, this information has been requested time and time again, but to no avail. So that's why the motion has come about, and that's why he expects us to act on it. Thank you.
Okay, Kamau, one more time.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and read the powers that each of these directors have. Article 12, Section 3 reads, every director or his or her designated agent shall have the absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all of the foundation's books, records, and documents of every kind, and to inspect the physical properties of the foundation. Does not have to be. You can designate somebody to do it if you don't want to do it yourself. Thank you.
All right. So is there any objection to this motion, which would include inspecting and reporting the requested information?
I'm going to object to this. Okay. On the simple grounds. On the simple ground, and you can all vote against me, but.
Yeah, the grounds don't matter. But go ahead.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Ellen.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to abstain on this.
Okay. When your name is called, you can abstain. Ellen, please call the roll.
Okay, Irene.
Okay. Oh, Dennis didn't say. Dennis didn't tell us.
Yes. Vote is the directors will conduct the inspection. A no vote is that they will not.
Okay, Irene. Yes or no?
No.
Karen Briggs, yes or no? Is she there? Vanessa, yes or no?
Abstain.
What?
They can also abstain, don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we know. But we know.
Is Karen Briggs there?
I don't see her.
I think she stated she'd have to leave early.
That's right. She did say she was going to leave
early. That's right. She did say that. Okay, Vanessa.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs votes yes.
Sarah is not here. Okay. Verna Avery Brown.
I vote yes.
Wayne Bruce.
Yes.
Michael Byfield. Michael Byfield. I'll come back to him. Bill Curtis.
Abstain.
You abstain? Okay. Bill Curtis.
I abstain.
Violetta.
Yes.
Wanda.
Yes.
Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin, is she there? I don't see it. Okay, Kamau. Kamau.
Yes, yes, yes.
Arthur Hyland.
I vote yes.
Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Tony Leon. Tony Leon. I'll come back to him.
I vote yes. Mariah. Tony votes yes.
Mariah. I'll come back to her. Patrick.
Yes.
Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Minerva.
I'm going to vote yes.
Adele.
Yes.
Okay. Sue Goodwin, I see you back. Yes or no?
Can you hear me? I'm going to vote yes.
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. There you go.
Robert All Gordon right. is here.
Who?
Robert Gordon.
Oh, he's here now? Okay.
I vote yes with props yes. to come out. I vote yes oh. with props to come out.
Okay. Anyone else didn't vote who's here before I ask Dennis? I think I got Mariah. Is she there? Mariah?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Donna didn't come in, did she? Donna Grimes?
No. Okay. No.
All right. I think that's every Karen Briggs. That's right. She left early.
Sure.
Okay. So that's everyone. Dennis, would you vote?
Yes.
Okay. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It was to 1. It was to 1, Ellen. It was to 1.
15, 16.
It was to 1.
7, okay, let her finish counting.
7. What is she saying? What does she want to
just
say?
Just go ahead and count. Just go ahead and count, Ellen.
What is she saying? No.
Count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay, I think I had 17. Okay, one no.
It's 17, actually.
Yeah, 17, one no, and then there were 2 abstentions.
Okay, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, so PNB, all right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to state that I'll reach out to the 4 directors and make that formal request.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Yep.
Okay. We will now transition to the program committee.
All right. Programming committee. The program committee met on February 26th at 7 p.m. Members present, Verna Avery Brown, Bill Curtis, Donna Grimes, Martha Peterson, Minerva Sanders, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Sarah Brown, Marcia Edwards, Irene Adams, and Sabu Hakimi. We had members who were absent, and the program director was not able to attend. She sent forward some information and stated she was ill or had injured herself. Let's see. The meeting started at 7 or 8 p.m. and the agenda was read, and 2 additional items were added. And those being that, and these are very important questions, we were asked to begin to look at ways to be able to establish better collaboration between the committee and the program director, since that has not transpired this year well, for 2023. We had some meetings, but majority, we were not able to collaborate with the program director. We next had, well, I talked about that. After the roll call of officers, we had election of our officers for 2024. And the election ended with Minerva Sanders being reelected as chair. Irene Adams is vice chair, and Verna Avery Brown is the secretary. We discussed the programmer's Bill of Rights, and that's not going away. We're going to continue to work on this. And those individuals who were part of the subcommittee with the programmers have all stated there have not been another meeting. So hopefully, as we talked about, how do we build the collaboration with the program director or with programmers, that this subcommittee will come back into action and we can get some things done. It was identified that Donna Grimes, Irene Adams, and Marcia Edwards will bring to our next meeting ideas on how the committee can reach out to programmers, because we do want the programmers to know that they do have a group within the LSB that is willing to work with them on different areas. And it's not necessarily how they're dealing with any particular person, but just to see how we can encourage them to continue to do the great work they do. Because again, if it were not for the programmers, there would be no WPFW, because their programs generate the funds for the station. We took the opportunity to thank Gloria Turner. She wasn't there in the meeting, but it was shared with her because she was able to get a copy of the program grid, and we did hand that out at the Mid-Atlantic Jazz Jazz Fest. And we thanked Irene and especially Bill Curtis in working to ensure that when there are fund drives, that the LSB show is listed for individuals who may want to donate to the show. Now, we do understand, and this was after talking with Otis, who does the majority of the programming for Pacifica, that there is no way that the LSB show can be made a permanent fixture as the other shows are. It's only shown when there is a pledge drive of some sort. And it was stated, the reason being the software that's used is so old that it would take a lot of programming to make that happen. So we're happy to go with just being able to have people know that this is your LSB, and we have a show, and we want you to support the station and do it through our when we are on the air. With the LSB show, where Bill and Irene, we've heard earlier how well the fund drive went for the show, and we're just, again, thanking them for the great work they do. And we want to encourage any members of the LSB that has ideas for the show to please forward those to me. And this is LSB members, and you should have my email. I think we still do have an LSB roster that should be sent out to all members so we can stay in communication with each other. And we can, or either there, if you have that list, there's also an email for Irene Adams and also Bill Curtis, so that they get the information. And they will include that in any suggestions they receive for the show. Let's see, under new business, Sarah Brown and her proposal to deal with the upcoming Pride Parade was shared with all members of the LSB, and she was given more time during the LSB meeting, program committee meeting, to share her ideas for the upcoming parade or activities in June. And we did ask Sarah because she had several ideas that she thought she would like to present. She's working with the program director, Verna Avery Brown, and I understand there is a programmers group Inside Out to see if any of these ideas might work. And she also mentioned speaking with Sue Goodwin. So we're hoping that WPFW can have a presence at this upcoming affair. We know that information is shared, but as Sarah mentioned, it's good for these individuals to see the station actually out and with them to share, you know, to give them a voice for that day, just even if it's a short interview as to how things are going and to encourage them to listen to the station and some of the programming we have. We discussed the upcoming program director's evaluation, and everyone is encouraged to begin to put together their thoughts and letting them know that there will be an evaluation taking place and more information will be following. And let's see if there's anything else. Okay, this is basically the gist of the meeting. And again, we are committed to working with the program director, but trying to find a way that she will be able to meet with us, whether it's Zoom or some other way. And we encourage some of the members of the committee who seem to be very close to her to see if they could begin to speak with her and see how we can pull this together. Is there questions from anyone at this time?
First, I have a point of clarification. The local station board show is part of the drop-down menu for donations on the station website.
It is during pledge drive.
The local station board show is on the drop-down menu for donations right now.
Okay. Well, that's an update. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Bill, did you have your hand up earlier?
No, I'm sorry. No, sir.
Okay, Vanessa. Vanessa, you're up.
Sorry, I have to do so much to unmute. So a couple of things. I'm also on the program committee and thank Minerva for her report. There are different points of view on that committee, which were not necessarily reflected in the report. So two things. In terms of the view by some that there has not been collaboration with the PD, I would disagree with that. It's also a matter of how people define collaboration. Some define it as a PD doing her job and coming to the meetings and making reports and informing the committee. Others define that as the committee having an active role, almost serving as co-PD. I do not agree with that. So it's a matter of perception and opinion in terms of how that is defined. The other thing is that based on the report, a person would walk away with the idea that PFW has had no presence at Pride. PFW has a history of having had a presence at Pride. So maybe, and I understand, you know, one member of the committee, Sarah, is very invested in this, and I applaud her for that. I think it's wonderful. But in the process of following through on those ideas, Sarah's ideas, I think it's also important to set the record straight, keep the record straight, that PFW historically, consistently has a strong presence at Pride.
And let me also say for the record that nobody said that we didn't, and that this board did overwhelmingly vote a month ago to support.
Well, that was not my understanding of what Minerva said. So if I misunderstood, my apology.
The board voted to support the programming. to support the programming, the proposal. Okay.
Okay.
Ambrose?
All I'm saying, Dennis, is that there's historically been a strong presence.
I understand.
From PFW prior.
Nobody said there wasn't.
I think both things are
okay.
True.
Yes. Ambrose.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Minerva. If memory serves, I think last year, there was a programmers coalition, a programmers association. And in some of those meetings, the programmers bill of rights was discussed. As a matter of fact, I think it was brought up, to be revised, looked at and revised. And then there was supposed to be an effort to have the programmers coalition vote to accept the programmers bill of rights. Has the programming committee, contacted or had a meeting with, or does the programmers coalition still exist? I know that, Miyuki was part of organizing that, and there are some members that are here that were part of that as well. Does that need to be reconstituted? Because I think it is important that the program is, number one, have an organizational voice, and number two, have a voice such that they are empowered to be able to vote on it and accept their program's bill of rights.
And let me just share. We have asked on several occasions whom we could work with, because we were told at one point that the programmers, there were only two, we were told, who did not feel we should be involved. If there is someone or a group that we can work with, that is not a problem. The LSB's program committee is not trying to take over anything. Every message you get from this committee is we're supporting what is being done and how we can assist. That's where we are right now. So if you have some names, or if you were part of that group, or you know of others who are, then we would love to speak with them. Everyone understands this bill. This is needed. A programmer's bill of rights is needed.
Yeah, and I hope you didn't take my comments to. I don't think that the program committee is trying to take over anything. I was just wondering whether or not the, and maybe this is a question from Yuki since she's interim at this point, whether or not a programmers association or programmers coalition still exists. If not, does that need to be constituted so that we have a vehicle for the acceptance of a programmers bill of rights?
And I would also say, just add that that's one of the reasons we got programmer staff representation on this board, for you to be able to, you know, try and find out some of that information from your various roles and help inform the board. So yeah, anything you can find out would be much appreciated. And we can also make the request to management to find out also, and I will put that on my to-do list.
Thank you.
Mr. Byfield.
Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. One of the questions I want to ask it. First, when I served on the board up until 2017, the Programmers' Bill of Rights was completed. And I'm amazed to hear that we don't have a Programmers' Bill of Rights, and we're going over it again as if everything that was created has been mystically lost. And we continuously have to reinvent. I heard Ambrose use the word reconstitute. the programmer's Bill of Rights was already completed with a lot of hard work from people that spent a lot of time on it. And I'm quite sure it's available for a general manager with any kind of a brain to review it and approve it. I'm going to leave that for the programming committee to deal with in the near future. Why is it that we accept that the PD does not have to come to any meetings and her lawyer, Vanessa, can always come to her defense? Who accepts that?
All right.
Board.
Out of
Mr.
order.
Byfield, Mr. Byfield,
out of order.
You are out of order. Who's next? Hold on, let me see. Ron, your hand is next.
Thank you. I find it kind of troubling that the committee has abdicated its responsibility to communicate with the PD by suggesting that people who know her or who are familiar with her, that they need to talk to her. No, the entire committee needs to be part of that process. Yeah, you don't assign individuals, you know, because they have some kind of relationship with the PD. No, the problem is that's one of the problem, you know, that communication, is not happening. And it needs to happen at you know, amongst the total community. I mean, that total committee, you know, they have to be open-minded, open-hearted. Everybody has to be that way, you know, but when you say, well, you know, this person, you go talk to them, see if you can get some sense out of them. That's the kind of rhetoric I'm hearing here. And it concerns me. So right. I would advise that any attempt to communicate with the PD about these issues, that it be genuine, you know, and open-hearted. Open-minded.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, listen, we have five people on the stack. We have two more committee reports to do. And then we have to have a lengthy conversation about fundraising. So I'm going to keep these to like 30 seconds. We have to close up this portion of the meeting and keep it going. Come on.
Yes, I am a programmer, member of the Programmers Association. And to Member Byfield's point, I have a copy of the completed Programmers Bill of Rights. Be happy to share it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Irene?
My only comment is that outside of inviting someone to the meeting, and them not coming, how do you get a dialogue? No response to emails, no response to texts. How do you get a dialogue with anyone who isn't responding to you? And that's part of their job description. Just asking that question, don't need an answer because it hasn't happened.
Let's ask questions that we can get answers to so we can move this along.
Dennis, don't do that.
No, I'm just saying we don't have a lot of time for philosophical musing right now. But I understand what you're saying, and I understand. I feel your frustration. Ambrose.
Yes, I just wanted to share with Michael. Michael, I hope you didn't hear me wrong. I did not try to imply that there needed to be a reconstitution of the actual Programs Bill of Rights. I was referring to a reconstitution of the Programmers Association, the Programmers Coalition, because we haven't had it in quite some time. In terms of the discussion, the only discussion was whether or not we needed to take a look at the Programs Bill of Rights and if it needed to be updated. I don't think that anyone was saying that everyone was in support. If I remember correctly, everyone was in support of the program's Bill of Rights. And it was just a matter of just taking a quick look at it and seeing whether or not there's some language that need to be added or changed. But that never happened. So I just want you to be clear, for at least for me, I support the program's Bill of Rights. And maybe we don't need process, but if that process was going to occur, it was going to occur through the Programs Association. We didn't think that the general manager had to approve of a program Bill of Rights. We felt that the programs needed to vote on it, whether or not the general manager approved it.
To my understanding...
Wait, no. You don't have the floor. Vanessa's next.
Okay, in terms of a super-duper quick history of the Programmer Bill of Rights, based on my prior service on the LSB up until 2016, and then again in the last several years, each year I've been on the program committee, there have been several finalized iterations of the Programmer Bill of Rights. I worked on one in probably 2014. That was Nkinji, Benito, and me. And then there was another one that you all worked on in 2017. And then a couple of years ago, the program committee worked on another one. I don't recall what resource material they were working with. So that is the most recent iteration of it. And kind of we are where we are. There's a subcommittee that's been formed. There were some LSB delegates and programmers who were on it. We've sort of hit some sort of bump in the road. But I think it's safe to say that the LSB, in large, is completely in support of programmers having a Bill of Rights that they can turn to and that management can turn to. So everybody's on the same page in terms of the rights of programmers. But there have been several, not just one. And the institutional memory gets lost over the years as there's a change in LSBs.
Thank you. Minerva, then Bill, then we're through.
All right. Thank you. Let me just start by saying I don't think there's ever been a time that we have not reached out to the program director and to be have someone imply that we're telling people, go talk to your friend and see if you can get them to talk to us. That is not how this committee works. We're open to hear from everyone. And when we have individuals who don't send a report to the program committee, but you send it to the LSB secretary for her to send it out to everyone. You know, it's there are messages, there are things that are happening that you can see what's taking place. We want to work with everyone. We want to move this station forward. I want to know, what is the programming agenda for 2024? What's the plan? How do we move higher than number 8? Different things like that, but you can't do those type meetings and ask those type questions when people will not sit down with you. So hopefully if someone has a way that this individual or anyone else will sit down with us, that's what we're looking to do. So if it doesn't have to be that person, they can have a surrogate or someone come in their place. But, you know, you just don't have a committee where we're spinning in the wind. We are here to work with the station. Thank you.
Bill.
Thank you, Dennis. So I am not in the institutional memory of PFW. I've only been on, I'm in my third year, on the board. However,
that's a full term.
Well, almost. I'm in the third year, but, I was on a committee during my time. So there was a meeting. I've said this before, the prior meeting. There was a committee meeting. That, you know, the, PD was there. Some programmers were there. And there's a document somewhere
in my computer files, I have a copy of the programmer's bill of rights that was discussed. Now, I support a programmer's bill of rights. Clarifies a lot of things for people who are programmers. So at that meeting, there was to be a follow-up meeting. And we were to submit our comments to the document that was at the initial meeting. That follow-up meeting never occurred. So that's the most contemporary explanation of the sequence of this long-running thing that apparently has been going on for years about a programmer's bill of rights. And I will reiterate, I do support the programmers having a bill of rights. And that review and approval of it, you know, I don't know, that needs to be done. It will be helpful. So that's my brief history during my brief time with the PFW local station board about that. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. Minerva, do you have anything on the evaluation committee?
At this time, Dennis, the only thing that I have is for the individuals, and those names that were read out was Kamal Harris, Verna Avery Brown, myself, and Irene Adams that have signed on to be part of the evaluation committee. We're looking at the date of the 18th of March to meet, and we'll have more information following that meeting, and the time of the meeting is 7 p.m.
I thought it was Vanessa.
So what is the evaluation committee?
Wait, you gave the name of,
I get Verna? Okay.
Yes, that was the name you gave. And this evaluation committee, thank you, Vanessa, for bringing it up. This is where, in the bylaws of Pacifica, the LSB puts together a committee to put together the evaluation that will be used to evaluate the program director, for the time that, and this evaluation is based upon what we have as the job description. And that's one thing that we're dealing with right now. I'm waiting for a response back from the executive director because we have three different documents and we need to find out which one of these documents we will be using to evaluate the program director and as it relates to the programming, community involvement, and the strategies are the strategic plan for what is the plan to move the station forward. And I use the title PD because I'm not going to start naming names because we all know who I'm speaking about, but it's basically to see where we're headed with this process, and it allows individuals to have their say. It's not going to be subjective, but it's going to be something that will be open where people can have their input and share.
Okay.
Normally, as in the last 2 years, the committee, the LSB is charged with evaluating both the general manager and the program director. In the past, the MASS committee does that. The MASS committee had been eliminated when we reinstated evaluation 2 years ago. Right now, the MASS committee is busy trying to hire or recommend a general manager. In the meantime, there is a program director continuing who needs to be evaluated. That will be the task this year of this committee.
Okay. Correct. So that's why I was asking, because I had volunteered for that committee, and the last I heard, there were only three people on it, which was Minerva, Irene, and me. So I'm glad there are others, but I just didn't hear my name on it. So that's why I was wondering.
And what's the date again, Minerva?
The date is March the 18th, okay. And it's at 7 p.m., and a Zoom link will be sent out for the meeting for everyone.
Okay, so you'll include me on that, Minerva?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Ron?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, you just identified what my question was, because the MAS committee has traditionally been responsible for evaluating both
correct
the program director and general manager. So when do we vote to give that privilege to or that assignment to the programming committee?
No, it's not the programming committee. It's a separate evaluation committee. The MAS committee was deconstituted by this board 2 years ago. It was reconstituted this year in order to do the search, because the MAS committee right now has to focus on the search for the general manager. That's going to be that committee's charge. When we get through this cycle, then if the MAS committee continues as a standing committee as it has in the past, it will then take on the ongoing responsibility of both search and evaluation.
Okay. All right. So I just want to be
clear. There
was clear
a separate committee. Separate committees were created for evaluation in the absence of a MAS, because the board is charged with evaluating. So we created a new committee.
Okay. Then I implore other members to join that committee, because you know, you know, I definitely implore other members to join that committee, and I assume that that committee is available to be joined.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. And it is the just as a quick review. It is not that the committee evaluates. The committee designs
the documents,
tool and process for evaluation, and then the board will determine the overall process and who's involved. But it's not like this group of people gets together in a room and evaluates the person.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Okay, is there anything, Bill, on the CSE committee?
Yes. Well, yes, just two quick points. One, I think three things. Eileen, who kind of spearheaded it, is sort of inactive now. There's a scheduling conflict. And two, at the last meeting, two people volunteered to be a part of this committee. I did not note their names. If they're online now, they can identify themselves. And three, Dennis, I think I want to discuss with you offline. How do you want this committee to function? I mean, we did the presentation. We have the pamphlet, but I think I really would like to talk to you about how you're going forward.
Okay.
I volunteer.
Get in touch. So I hear Irene is one of the volunteers.
Okay.
And it was thank you, Irene. Is there someone else?
Please. There were two people at the last meeting that said, you know, they raised their hand like they wanted to participate on this committee.
I'm sorry, what committee?
CSE, Community Communication Standards and Enforcement. We can check the minutes and see if it's in there. I do not remember. But, anyone who is interested in that, get in touch with Bill, and Bill, you get in touch with me, and we will discuss direction.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Is there any pressing unfinished business? Because we do have some pressing new business. Mr. Byfield.
I heard Miyuki's plea to us or recommendation.
So that's the new business. I'm asking if there's any unfinished business.
Right? Okay, no. Let me lower my hand.
Okay. Okay. So then if there is none, what were you going to say about that? And then I'm going to begin to shape that conversation, but you may make your comment first.
Yes. As a long serving member that continuously, advocates and tries to raise funds for the station in many ways. In fact, I sent Miyuki a proposal, which probably would have raised $50,000 that she's asking for. And prior to her resigning a year and a half ago. And I'm really miffed that we can ask members for to put their hard earned effort into the station when, you know, we have people that are going to sabotage our efforts as if our money is of no value.
Out of order.
Why would I want to
do that again? Okay, so we're actually, I'm gonna stop you there because we're actually getting into the conversation I wanna have. And I just wanna have ask people to you know, to share their basically their feelings about whether you're going to do this. So we have a request from the station. For this board to, it's sort of a two-part request as I hear it, for as a minimum, to commit to raising the equivalent of $1,000 each, and, secondarily to work with management to see if there's a way that this board can help us, raise an additional $50,000 to try and come up with a total near $75,000, within the next 2 months, for the beginning of the next drive. We do not have a formal motion. So what I'm going to do at this point is, I want to hear from folks, as many people as quickly as possible, your thoughts on whether or not, this is something that we are going to, vote to take on. If at some point somebody is moved to make a motion, then that's good. If it never rises to that point, then we have our answer. So think about what you want to say and try and say one thing so that we don't have to go around and everybody have like, you know, three or four different rounds of this conversation. Basically it's, you know, if you think we ought to do it or not. That's really the key question. Now let me get my folks in order here. Bill, you are first.
Yeah, just really a quick question. What are the other parts to the plan?
Well, you heard what I heard. But this is, right. This is, at this moment, this would be the stopgap to be able to shorten the fund drive. I think, we're supposed to be getting a written document of the things that, Miyuki said earlier today. She, mentioned different initiatives with, major donors, and I don't remember all of the things, beginning to put a development strategy in place. This is a piece of it. I don't have all the answers for what all the other things are now. Okay. I don't know that anybody does.
All right. So she's not on this call right now.
I don't believe so.
All right. Sure.
I told her that we would be having this conversation deep into the night and that she could, make the presentation. Okay. Irene.
Dennis, I outlined all of my concerns with this. We've been asking from day one to be at the table for the planning of any fundraising activities for WPFW. All that set aside, this is not my opinion and on how we should vote on this. But however, this is what I need to just a thing. We just need to know how we came up with these numbers. That's a budget. If you're requiring anybody else to do a budget, we need to know how you came up with how these numbers were derived. I'm just saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ambrose.
No, I'm sorry, Vanessa, then Ambrose.
So yeah, I agree with it in principle. More information is needed, in terms of logistics and what that looks like. I don't know if that's being left to the LSB to come up with.
Wait, you mean logistics in terms of?
How to.
Yeah, it's a question of whether we are willing to take on this commitment. I think if we were to agree to do it, we could certainly ask questions, but the questions would be moot if we are not willing to take on the obligation.
Okay, so in principle, I support it.
Okay. Ambrose?
Yes, I also support it in principle. However, I am hoping that it does not become compulsory. I'm sure that there are others that, like me, that sit on boards of other organizations. Some of those organizations ask the board members to raise money. Others do not. Others ask board members to bring resources. Some board members have the capacity and ability to raise money. Others do not. So I don't think that it should be compulsory. But I do support the idea of a board trying to raise money, but not in a compulsory.
Understood. And again, let me just interject very, very quickly. I think that's why we have to stop and have the conversation, because it is not compulsory. It is not a requirement for this board. Being a member of the station, is the only requirement for this board. I have said that, you know, this has come up before, having it a sort of a standing requirement for the LSB. If that is something that I think that the board would have to make public before anyone runs for the board, because you can't run for a board and then get on the board and then say, oh yeah, $5,000, please. Doesn't work that way. That is not a requirement. And so that's why we have to have the discussion. And it would take, I don't know what it would take in order to convert that to a compulsory requirement. I think each board each year would have to make that decision separately.
Dennis, just to quickly respond, if it ever ended up being that it was compulsory, I would resign.
In any case, there's no doubt in my mind that there would be people on the board who would resign at any time if it became compulsory. I don't doubt that for a moment, which is why it would have to be a separate decision each time. Okay. Ron.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the concept. That, you know, we contribute, you know, something. I'm not sure about the timeline. I think, you know, 2 months, you know, might be too short a period. 3 months, I think would be better, but I also would suggest that, and because there are so many moving parts to this that we just do not know the answers of, that we support the idea, in principle, but we're not willing to commit to $75,000 until we see the numbers, until we see how that was come about. There may be some other ways to, reduce that amount or increase that amount, but, we definitely need some idea of as to why $75,000, is on the table as opposed to some other figure, that would be easier for us to support. So yes, I support in principle, but I do want negotiations on, the amount and timeline. Thank you.
Yep. Michael?
First I want to commend, Miyuki for even putting it forward. So, just to not appear to be
a negative person about a person's effort. However, I think there, as if a lot of people said, there are several moving parts. There's a lot of issues here, and there's also some people with some good ideas. And right in the midst of a lot of things that we're doing are opportunities. But I have a lot of confidence, as much as I may disagree with a lot of members and things, that we have within our board membership the talent and the ideas to sort this through. But it's going to take us sitting together, probably at some a separate meeting, separate board meeting, LSB meeting, for, you know, maybe 3 or 4 hours somewhere. We've had retreats before in the past. And I would suggest that we try to tackle it that way.
Okay. Thank you. Verna.
I support the whole concept. I support the concept. I think that it's not unreasonable to ask the board to contribute to the fundraising effort. And yes, the board has been contributing throughout the year. There are some boards, however, where it is compulsory. It is mandatory. You're expected when you join the board that is part of what your duties will be. Now, I wish somebody could, you know, who's familiar with the Pacifica bylaws to maybe do.
It is not part of the Pacifica.
Research on that, just so we know. But the fact of the matter is it really doesn't matter. That's good. A compulsory ask. This is voluntary. She even said tonight, if not 75,000, maybe 30,000 or 35,000. So I think she has made it clear that, you know, this is, it's sort of up to us. Maybe we can commit to raising however much we can without putting a dollar figure on it and taking it seriously. We know how much it's going to cost, $200,000, to make that move. So, you know, the onus is on us to come up with however much we can come up with. It's not compulsory. If people have ideas or proposals that they feel are good ideas and proposals, now's the time to bring them up. So I think we should commit to raising some money without putting a dollar figure on it. And, you know, we just do the best we can. Thank you.
Okay. Two quick points of clarification. I think that this consideration should be separate from, you know, the $200,000 figure that's been mentioned for relocation. This is separate from that, number one. Number two, my best understanding is that the timing around this comes about from a desire to know that the next fund drive can be shorter, can be a 2-week drive instead of a 3-week drive. And that's sort of that's the time frame issue here, such as it is. We don't have to accept that. But I'm saying that's where it comes from, to say, okay, if we know that another chunk of money is going to be coming from someplace, then we don't have to ask the listeners for this much in a 3-week drive. That's my understanding of that. Okay. Art, then Pat.
Hi. So generally I support the idea. I think it's long overdue. I disagree with how this has been brought to our attention. There are certainly better ways to, you know, get your board on board with this type of an effort. I think the goal is a bit high, but nonetheless, if we want to take this on, I think we certainly need to have a goal. It gives us all something to shoot for. This walks us down the path towards a give, get, or get off kind of a board. And certainly that needs everybody's buy-in here. And that'll certainly change the look and feel of this board. So we all have to be prepared to how we're going to move forward with that. I'd really like to see what else she has in mind, if she has any ideas, as far as how she wants us to try to accomplish this. I know she's kind of looking forward to having us come up with our own ideas. And certainly we are a very capable board and we can do that. My biggest problem is, again, what else are we going to do besides just asking the board to come up with some extra money for them? What else has the staff got in mind? And what kind of support can they give us if we choose to take this on or other types of fundraising special events? So those are my thoughts on it.
Good. Thank you. Pat.
Yeah. I think $75,000 is just an unrealistic goal for 2 months. I think it sets us up for, you know, you want to have something positive going into it. You don't want to come up with, a lot of times you set a mark and you try to beat that mark. This one here is kind of like we're already setting ourselves up. If we say $75,000, don't come up with it. It's a little bit that we're in the panic, you know, sort of mode here, but I do think we need to bake this into the budget. I do think the LSV could come up with something, but usually those things are done in the front of a budget year. You know, you have all year to do it. You kind of structure that and saying, listen, if it's $1,000 that we're trying to raise per, you know, like say $25,000, and a lot of that can be in a lot of different ways, how much you individually contribute, how much, you know, some of the other events that we've had here too, all of that can add up to it. But I think really to set a realistic goal, give us enough time to meet it. You know, it's not to say that we can't go out there and try to find more money now. I mean, all of us can do that. Say, hey, listen, what can we do? If we wanted to give more than that, we can do it. But to really kind of put a mark on that, it just kind of, you know, it can really just, you know, we're not going to, you know, $75,000 is, you know, I've done a lot of foundation work and $75,000, that's not chump change. You know, that's, you know, you're really trying to find sponsors. When you have a $75,000 goal, you're trying to find people that do have that kind of money that can meet it. But I think there are probably ways, and I think somebody put it on here is, you know, let's put this together and let's do, I like what Michael said, you know, is this a separate meeting just for fundraising purposes in the beginning of the year? Is it, do we put it into the finance committee and say, this is how much money they're going to put in there? But a development committee is really the one that, you know, you go out there and you try to develop ways of funding. So there's a lot of questions, not a lot of answers. All of us said that, yes, we understand there's a dire need. We want to help, but let us help realistically and try to put this together in a plan. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Maybe we can actually have a fiscal year 25 budget. That would be cool. Wayne.
Thank you, Chair. I guess I'm echoing everybody who spoke before. I want to just ask the board that we don't, like a lot of times, we, the board, I mean, individually, all of us, killed the messenger and don't really listen to the message. So I would say to us, you know, don't kill the messenger. Listen to the message. The message is, yes, in my opinion, we need to help PFW raise money, right? As a board. That's just my opinion. The board will sit down and strategize how. It makes it very hard to hear her message though, when you still have a general manager who has not given up records, financial records. So it makes everything difficult. It makes this whole conversation difficult. If we had open book and everything, this conversation probably would flow a little better. And and you, Chair, would say, let's table this and do a special meeting. Like, Mr. Byfield said, let's have a very special meeting. We have very special people on this board capable, of, you know, coming up with ideas and coming up with people to raise money. But this makes it very difficult. When we don't have the financial records and we don't know how this fundraising fits in with everything else, right? Yep. Give me a budget. Let me know how I fit in. And then let's tackle that. I mean, I'm not for placing a certain dollar amount on the heads of this board, right? But I am for this board getting together and coming up with
a set amount of dollars. That's it. And thank you for the time.
Yeah, yeah. And as you people have been saying, we've been trying to wrestle these numbers to the ground for a full year, at least. Irene, Kamau, Wanda.
Thank you, Dennis. Let's talk first. Let's first talk about board required versus programmer required. We as a board, we do a whole lot. And I know that I have been doing much for the past 2 years as a board member and been active on 3 committees. And we even did a programmer appreciation situation. I'm not really that keen on doing so many things on that level, but many of us contribute. Many of us contribute, and there are many of us that don't. So let's talk about these folks that are sitting on our board that are sitting here and giving just, we're just talking, but we ain't doing anything for real, for real. Seriously. Committee $75,000 without staff support is a bit much. I'm serious about that. If you can't tell us that your staff can attend our meeting and you can't assure that, why should we commit to you giving money? We do this. I'm going to tell you, I am a supporter in so many ways for WPFW. But when I feel that a staff member does not attend our meetings when they are required due to the bylaws, I feel disrespected in so many different levels. So understand that if I don't sign on to this, that is one of the reasons I'm feeling disrespected. Really. Where do these numbers come from? Why do you feel that we need to do $75,000? What are you giving? Who's your connections in the community that is able? That's what a GM and a PD, it's in your job description. You all should have those type of connections to the community to be able to raise those funds. Tell me who you know. Who you do that can help us with that. I'm just saying. Yeah. We can do a whole lot. I can raise a whole lot of money. I can do it for my alumni association every year, all day long. But I need to feel that I'm appreciated from WPFW. And if your staff members are not attending our meetings when you should be, when your job descriptions say that you should be, then no. Okay. Not inclined. No, don't say okay. That's what are we okay. bringing in here? What are we bringing in here? Let's step back and look at those things. And hold people, to hold the staff accountable to what they should be doing. And then we can commit to what we should be doing. I don't know who was that with their mic open, but I'm serious about this. I pay attention to where my dollars are spent. Amen. Done.
All right. I have Kamau, Wanda, Ambrose, Vanessa, Ron. At that point, we will see if we have a motion, and we will, if we do, we will act on that. Let's try for, we're going to go back to our 90-second minute here. Come on.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The 75, I kind of just looked at,
back of the envelope calculation, and basically the goal was $350,000 for the last fund drive, about $266,000 and some change. I think there's still some money trickling in. Again, we don't have the exact figure, but it's probably just a back of the envelope shortfall of about $75,000, which is what they're asking us to make up. Personally, I'm excited about the challenge. I think that most of us joined the board because we believe in the mission of PFW. I think if we collaborate in a way that we come up with some elevator pitches and go out and use our connections as a 25-member board, we should be able to raise probably half, if not more than that money. I don't think it'll become compulsory in terms of membership to this board, but I do think understanding, and if you look at the larger debt that the Pacifica Foundation is in. See, we're in the micro. If you want to look at the macro, you're talking about a $6.9 million debt that the overall foundation is in. And so like for us to sit here and lament about being asked for 75, let's just look big picture down the road. We have to really organize ourselves in a manner that we're going to be astute and deliberate about raising money. So I'm excited about the challenge. I think we can do it. That's my spiel. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Wanda?
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. The amount does sound like a lot, but I think everybody is in agreement with the effort that needs to be made to raise money for PFW, because I believe people would not be on this board if they were not in favor of that. I think the mechanics of getting this done needs a lot of attention. Pat made a lot of the points that I had in mind in terms of having a time frame that's reasonable, goals that are reasonable, and, you know, taking a look at past fundraising that has been done by the board and letting that be a guide as to what we might be able to do. And persons who are on the board who have experience in fundraising might want to have a workshop or just some guidelines in addition to asking people that we know things that we might be able to do if we organize ourselves. So I think it's going to require effort, but I think that we should set reasonable goals and a reasonable timeline. Thanks.
Thank you. Ambrose.
Yes, as much as I like to lean into what Kamal just said, what Irene said resonates. I just have to say it resonates at least with me. I think it's important that as we try to move forward in a different kind of direction where we are trying to build, I think that relationships matter. And I think that building relationships matter. So what Irene said about staff that need to report to our meetings, need to be a part of this session, that is important because that's relationship building. To your point, Dennis, while I would probably, if there was a motion made, I'd probably vote in favor of what Miyuki proposed. But I would rather see that motion.
You know, that's the idea that we need to get across at this point in time.
Is someone
not really speaking? Who's speaking?
You know, and it's a terrible image.
That.
Go ahead, Ambrose.
Okay. As I was saying, if we are going to pass a motion supporting what Miyuki has brought to us, I do think that part of that motion should stay that it's within the context of a larger fundraising plan. In other words, I think that, Dennis, we do need to have a session that just focuses on fundraising ideas. And the board's role in that can be a part of that. But in absence of that, I'm not just going to say put it on the backs of the board. Okay. There's got to be some synergy between what she's asking of the board and what the board sees as a viable way forward in other areas of fundraising. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think that context should be made. And I'd support it if it's in that context. But if it's just on the raw suggestion of Miyuki for the LSB to raise the money, okay. Vanessa, you're saying that as usual, I am misinformed. I don't know.
Nope. That's not what I'm talking about.
Wait.
That's not about you. It's not about you.
Ambrose.
All right.
Ambrose, finish.
That's fine.
Wrap it up.
I apologize. I'll move on. But you heard my comments. I think that if it's in a broader context of overall fundraising and ideas that can be, garnered from, LSB members and other members, you know, I like to just ask the idea. It doesn't have to be answered right now. Do we have a relationship with Arena Stage? And if it is, what is our relationship? Because I have an idea that I'd like to present about the relationship with Arena Stage. But it doesn't have to be it. You know, and I'll stop there, Dennis.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Vanessa, then Ron.
Okay. So I think it's unfortunate that Ambrose, as a new board member, has bought into the negative
That's thinking. Not point fingers.
Okay, well, okay, fine. I wasn't going to mention a name, but I'm responding to what Ambrose said about him agreeing with Irene. That's what I'm responding to. So having said that, to put it in a context, either we love the station and we support it and we're willing to do what we can in the various ways that we can, or we don't. We don't make our contributions and our support contingent on any perceived tits and tats. If it's perceived that a particular management representative is not attending meetings, based on what I believe Irene is talking about, that is not true. And when that managed representative cannot come, they give a reason why. I know Jerry shows up to the the GM shows up to the LSB meetings, and the PD comes to appropriate meetings when she can, and when she can't, then she says why. So I think it's unfortunate to fall into believing perspectives that are not true and then making decisions based on that. In terms of management representatives, bringing, high donors to the table, I can't speak for the GM, but I can speak for the PD who brought one very notable, major donor into the station, who pulled the station out of the pit numerous times, paid for health benefits, paid for the tower bill, paid for this, paid for that. So I can speak to that as a fact. That person is still active, on a committee, in the station. So I am hoping, especially new people who are just showing up, don't hear some negative perspective and then assume that it's true. It is not necessarily true whatsoever, and that we will make our decisions based on our own love for this station and what we're willing to do, not some petty tit for tat.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And then we're going to take a pause at that point and see where we are. Ron?
Yeah. I'm concerned about the tone and hostility that we're witnessing here. You know, I've been volunteering, and many people have been volunteering at PFW for two decades or more. Okay. It's never been about, you know, it's always been about the love for the station and support for the station. You know, have we liked or agreed with, you know, management decisions all the time or the personnel involved with management? No, we haven't, but it's WPFW that matters. Okay. And for some, you know, like I said, I just don't understand the hostility that I'm witnessing here. And, you know, from a certain board member. And it concerns me. It concerns me greatly. It concerns me.
All right, we're not focusing on any individuals.
I know, and I'm not trying to, but that you know, the expressions of their opinion is more than welcome, you know. But at the same time, there has to be, you know, some blowback, some pushback on that. Okay. You know, this is, you know, and,
that's
my observation.
Right. Please.
All right, Ron, Minerva, wait, I got it. Ron, wrap
okay,
it up.
Thank okay. you.
We are,
now see, like that, for example, what's,
Ron,
not you.
Your time is up, know? Ron. We're getting away from the point.
Good.
We have a specific point we have to address. I heard what you said about negativity. You made your point. We're done with that. What I need to know, very simply right now, is anyone willing to make a motion for us to move forward on this? If not, we can go to bed.
Vanessa will make a motion as it was framed.
I second it.
Reframe it, please, because I've heard different variations.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, I've heard everything from $75,000 to, you know, do what you can.
Oh, dear. Okay, so I move that the LSB commit itself to the goal of raising $75,000 or whatever amount it deems to be appropriate within a time frame within which the LSB deems to be appropriate, if that makes sense.
Are you sure you want to start with a high number? Because that could make
a goal. It's just a goal. Okay.
I understand it's a goal.
It says 75 or whatever amount the LSB deems to be appropriate or reasonable or viable. So the or is already in there. We're not committed. So if we think it's 35,000, if we think it's 20, but it does no harm to state a goal. It's simply a goal to try to achieve.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second it.
All right. Is there anyone who has not spoken to this issue already this evening who would like to say something? Because like I said, we've already had a debate without the motion. Are there any new voices that would like to be heard at this point? Violetta.
I was wondering if the motion could say up, of raising up to 75, then I would.
I think that's a great idea. Thank you, Violetta.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone else who has not spoken? I've heard Michael, Ambrose, I've heard all you people.
I have a substitute motion if now is the time.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are this, that we support, the idea in principle, but that we come to a more concrete plan with consultations with Miyuki, and the other board members, so that we can come up with, those alternative numbers, get some research as to how the numbers came up. So, but the key thing is that we support it in principle, but we want more details, and we want to be part of more discussion. That's it. So the motion is that we support the idea in principle, but we like to have furthermore information with Miyuki.
That sounds too different to me. I think we need to do those separately.
Okay.
Michael Ambrose Art. We're still going with Vanessa's motion.
I want to support it, but I'm going to go back to my original recommendation that we take that particular motion, and the board as a group set a separate time to work with and discuss overall with no number. It could be a lot more than that. The idea of raising the funds for the station. I think we could set a new precedent by doing that.
Well, and let me just say that whatever we do is going to take, it's going to take some implementation work anyway. If any action is taken, that's a step that's going to need to be made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I think Amber? We owe it to ourselves to at least give up, you know, we're serving on a board, for once a year. If we can take that time, it's crucial. We know it's important. If we can take that, you know, 3 hour or whatever, you know, 2 hour time, you know, whenever that may be, and incorporate what Miyuki wants and see what we can do.
Okay. Ambrose? Yes. Ambrose, Art, and Sue.
Yes. Let me note that, Ron's motion was not seconded. And in that vein, I would like to offer a friendly amendment to Vanessa's, motion, and I would like to add, if it's accepted, that we accept Vanessa's motion and add within the context of a broader fundraising discussion.
Okay.
If it matters, I have no problem with that at all.
Okay. Art and then Sue.
I don't think that's what they're looking for. They need the help and they need it now. And I think, they're asking us to step up to the plate. I think most of us are in agreement that we should do this. I think 75,000 is way too high. So let's just cut it in half. I mean, there's 24 of us on the board. Let's raise 35,000 and then see if that's a reasonable goal. We can all, one, agree to, and then meet, and then exceed. So, I don't want to do it in 2 months. I'd rather do it in three or four months. I think their, timeline is way too short, but let's just remember what they're asking us is kind of in desperation here. They really need this money now, and they're looking to us to, you know, meet that goal. So can we do it?
Okay. Yeah.
Do we want to get that high? No.
Let me just say that I don't think those are in contradiction, to agree to do it, but then also to say that we will have a, to address the urgency, but also to have a commitment to have a broader, longer term conversation about fundraising strategy, as a condition for addressing the urgency. I, that does not feel like a contradiction to me. Sue?
Right. I just wanted to share is a lot of what I've been thinking about is how do we take on-demand listening and turn it into a revenue source? Because frankly, more and more, this is how people are accessing media. They're not just turning on a channel and listening for hours on end. They're going to the show, the interview, whatever, that they want to hear. And right now, we don't have a product that we send out to listeners. You know, here's what you missed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I live in the world of news and public affairs, so that's how I think about it. You know, how could I create a product that gave people, what's everything you missed last week in news and public affairs, and how can you access it? And so it's an attractively designed newsletter. And of course, it is very attached as well to creating income. But I think this is something we have to do. And I just wanted to let you know, very much on my mind. I'd love some help thinking.
Okay. You were breaking up, Sue. Are you done? I want to make sure I heard everything you had to say. Okay. All right, Pat, and then I'm going to call a vote.
Yeah, the other thing I would, I do support the motion. I just, you know, putting a number on that, I guess that's just taking a dart and trying to hit a board and trying to come up with that goal. I don't know if it's better that, you know, that the LSB would just put a good faith, you know, effort into raising additional fund over the next 2 months, because I think we got 2 points here. It's a 2 month that, you know, they're trying to look at to help offset the shortfall from the last fundraiser. And I think if we could add onto that, that motion there that you have the LSB chair will also convene a special meeting to identify future fundraising plans. And that maybe that is just an amendment to her motion. I don't want to, I want to be germane to her motion, but at the same time, I think just adding that we really do need to have a special meeting and the chair can convene that there too. So I don't know if that makes any sense. But I know that the effort is, we got 2 months. I don't know who's going to take the lead on this. I don't know who's going to be, the whip, you know, who's going to be the, you know, coming, you know, making sure that we get this stuff done in here too. But that's all I have. So anyway.
Okay. Final word from the treasurer and then we'll go to the vote.
I don't know if you have the motion as spoken by Vanessa. I have something that I just been taking notes.
Yeah, please.
I don't know if you want me to read this out and then we can kind of tweak it from there. The motion reads that the LSB commit itself to the goal of raising up to, I still have the 75 in there. So I mean, we can kind of talk about that, but so it says that the LSB commit itself to the goal of raising up to 75,000 to support the operations of the station within the next 12 to 16 weeks while preparing a long-term strategy to consistently raise funds that can be incorporated into the annual operating budget of the station. It's kind of what I was gleaning from.
Beautifully stated.
Read that last clause again.
The last clause says while preparing a long-term strategy to consistently raise funds that can be incorporated into the annual operating budget of the station.
Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Is Miyuki asking for this money for the general operations fund or for the relocation fund?
Operations.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that is the motion.